Jake Batrick from our 6PR newsroom. Where are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm on Epson Avenue in Cloverdale. There's been a series of drug raids happening in the area this morning. Police and the TRG first raided a house in Belmont on Gabriel Street earlier this morning. The tactical response group used the call and cordon technique. So that's asking the occupants to come out of the house. And three people were taken into custody. From there, a convoy of police cars and the dog squad left Belmont Police Station, headed for a property on Epson Avenue here in Cloverdale, where I'm standing right now. The technique used by officers this time wasn't as pleasant as the first house. They burst through the front door and four people have been taken into custody. Now, police are targeting high-volume, high-harm drug-dealing houses, so the dealers are dealing small amounts of drugs but lots of deals. So people coming and going in the all hours of the night from these properties. While I was waiting for you to call me, Gareth, I just spoke to a resident and he's dubbed this part of Cloverdale Drug Alley. I'm actually standing in front of the house next door to where the police are now, where it's a bit quieter, and he just told me two people had passed away in the house I'm standing in front of due to drugs. So it's rampant throughout the community. And the message from police this morning is, they get a lot of calls to Crime Stoppers saying, you know, there's drug deals happening at these houses and it looks like the police aren't doing anything. But, you know, with all these things, Gareth, they need to conduct the investigations before they can raid people's houses. So two successful raids, all up seven people in custody. I don't know the amount of charges laid for the four occupants in the second house, but there were around 300 charges for the three people in the first house. So if you're going off that method, Gareth, it could be, in excess of 300 charges. So a bit happening in Perth East this morning.
Jake, those drug houses, if I can put it that way, are just an absolute scourge of those neighbourhoods, particularly the close neighbours who just complain about the shady characters who come and go at all hours of the night. It would be very, very unsettling if you live near one of those. And I'm sure that those local residents will be absolutely delighted that police are taking action this morning.
Absolutely. But the resident I just spoke to, you know, he pointed to several houses around the corner and he said there were deals happening in one of the alleys down here. So it is rife. And I'm looking at another reporter across the road talking to another resident as well. And I can only imagine that conversation is, you know, this is happening all the time. So, yeah, it is a scourge and, you know, more of these raids and hopefully we'll get on top of it.
Jake, thanks very much. We're expecting to hear from police a little bit later.
Yes, in less than an hour now, 45 minutes, okay. Back at Gabriel Street. So we'll bring you more throughout the afternoon, throughout the day.
Yep, we'll talk to you later this morning. Jake Batrick from our 6PR9 newsroom.